Hi everyone. Today we're going to talk about integrating Power BI into your own applications. I'm Josh Kaplan, a Senior Program Manager with Microsoft Power BI. In a few moments we'll be joined by Sanjay Soni, who will show you some really cool demos. Data is everywhere. It has become increasingly important in our everyday lives, and not just our work lives, but our personal lives as well. Now, how do we get access to that data, and how do we get access to our users to that data? Well, for a while now, you've been able to get access to this data through Power BI. But now, you have the apps, you have the data, and with Power BI embedded, you can now get your users access to this data within your own applications. We'll allow you to create compelling and interactive reports, embed those right into your apps as if they were first-party experiences, and deploy those and manage those with ease along with the rest of your application. So now, to show a real-world example, I'm going to invite Sanjay Soni up here.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, folks. I'm really happy to be here, and my goal is to show you two scenarios for integrating Power BI Embedded in real-world applications. The first one will be for Solomo Technologies, one of our ISV partners, and they work on marketing analytics and insights on conferences, events. Basically, imagine web type of analytics for the physical world. Secondly, we will show you an integrated scenario for Solomo along with the Bing Map scenario from Ramp Up Technologies. So let's get started. So here is the first demo. Here is a user of Solomo, and basically that user does not have any subscription to Power BI, nothing like that. They simply log in to the application. So now, as a user, I'm already logged in, and I see these various checklists, retail experience, marketing demo, reports, and all stuff. So let's just click on one of the reports, and this is all about location analytics. Remember, the events happen all over the place. They want to see how many people are coming into the stores and what's happening. So here we go. Location analytics on this day, particular day, for example, visitors and duration, and by department, how much time was spent in various places. So you can see all kinds of reports, they're all interactive. The good part is the users, the customers of Solomo can literally see everything in interactive fashion right here. And they can interact with data, they can take quick decisions, and that's the application. And of course, they can always go to another tab and then just look at more of website analytics here in this case example. So now let's go to the integrated demo, the second demo. Here we go. Here is an app in for Northwind Traders, in which I'm looking at more of a portal app right here. Campaigns that we have for this scenario, we have tweets coming in, and of course we have interactive reports here. So here's a scenario for in terms of email analytics, how many people, what kind of campaigns are popular in terms of email tactic, you know, how much revenue are we getting from per campaigns. You can see for social, and as you can see, we have custom visualizations that you can see here in terms of positive sentiment overall, what are people saying, cocktail with friends. In terms of negative sentiment, what are people saying on the internet, too much effort. So it's all interactive, and I can take quick decisions. Now, this was an example of location analytics. But now let's switch to the other trucker app I was talking about from Ramp Up Technologies. So here we are looking at this Bing Map, in which I'm tracking the trucks that are they're bringing all this merchandise, for example, sunglasses, cocktail glasses, and let's see the status of these trucks, you know. So here we go, we are here. This particular truck has a red color. That means something wrong has happened, the halted truck, versus this one is delayed, green is on time. So I can simply click on one of these trucks here, just like that, and I can see interactive information, gas information in the truck, of course, the truck information. It's a breakdown happened here. But then more importantly, I can see what are the deliveries at stake here. You know, for example, wine glasses, you know, what are the restaurants where we are delivering wine glasses to, the Checkers and all these restaurants, you know, how much of this, for example, for cocktail glasses, what is happening, you know, overall. And then you can also see the number of cartons by estimated time. So it's all interactive, all in one place, and you can see this in this one window. So now let me show you the last part of the demo. This is the same Bing Map app on a Windows phone. So if I click on this app here, Northwind Traders, and I'm looking at this, looking at the shipment delivery analytics. I have all kinds of icons here. If I click on shipment delivery analytics here, I can see that there's a same Bing map appearing here, and it's going to show me all these trucks information that we have on this map. And here we are. So let's take a look at some of the trucks that we have in this Miami South Beach area. Right here is a pickup truck. I can click on the status of the truck right here on the phone. And Power BI charts are going to appear here. So I'm going to zoom a little bit to show you a little bit more here. And let's see what's happening with that particular truck. And here we go. I can see the information about all these cartons that we have in the truck, and it's all interactive and all fun. Is this exciting or what?
Thanks, Sanjay. Now you've seen a real-world example. Let's see how to build one of these yourself. We made it really easy to harness all the tools and all the different power of Power BI to build out the content that you're going to embed into your application. Now let's see how you can do this. Start with, you can author your reports using the free Power BI desktop. This tool allows you to create these interactive visualizations with simple drag and drop. Now, to keep those reports up to date, you can use our direct query feature, which will connect live to your data sitting in the cloud and fire off queries directly to that database as users interact with your reports. So there's no caches to maintain, there's no refreshes you have to schedule. Users will come in to view your reports and always see the latest data. Now let's look at how we'd build a report using Direct Query in the Power BI desktop. So this is the Power BI desktop. And we just started out, so it's a blank canvas, but it's not going to be blank for long. In order to fill it up, though, we do need to bring in some data. To do that, I can go click on Get Data. And I can bring up more sources here and see every type of source that's available. I'm going to choose to bring our data in from a SQL Azure database. I'm going to specify the server name, say OK. And now it's going to display to me the two databases that are available on that Azure server. The actual databases on here are the SQL Azure sample database, so you could actually try this on your own by going to create a new Azure database and selecting create from sample. So I'm going to take the first sample, and I'm just going to select some tables to bring in. And say load. Now it's going to give me two options to connect to this data. One is to import the data. And what that does is it grabs a big chunk of that data and caches it locally inside this Power BI desktop file. The other option is to not do that and use direct query, the option we discussed earlier. This means that we'll directly connect to the actual SQL database, and all the data will stay there, and we'll just fire off queries to get whatever we need when we need it. And that's the option we're going to choose here, because that's also the option that can be kept up to date inside Power BI Embedded. So we're going to go and actually connect to those tables. We could speed this up. And now I have my live direct query connections to those tables. I can do some other things like clean some of these names up, but really all I need to do is simply start dragging and dropping to create my report. So let's fast forward a little bit to a later stage of this report development where I've already made a couple visuals, but I want to add one more. I want to see revenue by the different sales locations. So I can look for the city field. I can do that by typing in city, and on the address table there's a column called city, and I'll just click on that. You'll see automatically it knows that I want to make a map. And it gives us the out-of-the-box map control that I can use. So now I have city, and I want to see the revenue by city, so I'll look for revenue. I'll go and I'll plop that on the values. Now I have revenue by city. And just by those couple actions, I've not only created a map, but I've created a map that's linked to all the other visuals on this report. So if I click on one visual, you'll see that everything kind of cross-highlights across the different visuals. I can click on the map and do the same across the other visuals. So this is showing me now all the other charts filtered by this location in London. Now I can do some more things here to pretty up, like change the formatting, add a border to it, add a title to it. And make it look a little bit more like the rest of the visuals on there. And just like that, we've created a stunning interactive visual just by doing some dragging and dropping. And remember that every click here is actually firing directly back to my SQL Azure database, so it's always pulling the latest data and it's always up to date. Now you saw how I built that report using out-of-the-box functionality of Power BI. Now we provide a lot of visuals that you can use without having to write any lines of code. But sometimes you need to make your own visualizations to really make these reports feel like they're part of your application. So we actually open sourced all of our visuals, and you can find them up on GitHub. And you can use that code as a starting point to build your own visualizations. And you can build almost anything you want. Now you saw in the report I just made, we had a map control. Now let's look at actually a custom visualization that one of our community members built, and let's see if we can make that map a little bit more exciting. Now, as I just mentioned, you can create your own visuals for whatever you want. But to get some inspiration, you can look at the visuals that were already created by some of our community members by going to visuals.powerbi.com. On here, you'll see some of those visuals that were submitted to us. Now, we just made a report in the last demo, and we added a map control to it. Let's see if we can make that map control a little bit more interesting by using one of the visuals created by our community member. Here, you'll see this globe map. I can click on it and I can say download that visual. And it's going to download what's called a PBI viz file. That is the definition of that visual. Now I can come back to the Power BI desktop and import that file. And now that globe visual is available in my canvas. So let's switch this map over to use the new globe visual. And now I see a 3D map of revenue by location. And I can even add some more things to this if I want. Let's add the quantity of items to here, the order quantity, and I'll use that as the heat intensity. And you'll see that I'll actually add it. And you'll see that the heat intensity starts to show around the bars. The more an item was ordered, the larger the heat intensity. And again, just like any other visual, even though this one wasn't built by Power BI team, it was built by a community member, it's still fully interactive with all the other visuals that are on the report. So you can build visualizations that feel like they are part of Power BI itself. So now we've built our report. And now we want to see it inside of our application itself. We need to embed it. Well, we provide a series of REST APIs and a powerful SDK to help you get this into your application. And no matter if that application is on your desktop, or the phone in your hand, or a tablet, you can consistently embed Power BI across all these platforms. Let's look at what is Power BI Embedded. Well, Power BI Embedded is an Azure service. You'll see we have a resource in Azure called a workspace collection. And you as a developer will have an Azure subscription. And in that subscription, you can make as many workspace collections as you like. Workspace collection is just our top level resource. And inside of it, it houses a workspace. And a workspace is a container for all this content. It's just a grouping of reports and data sets that you can fill with the content you've made in the Power BI desktop. And you can fill up that workspace using the Power BI APIs. Once the workspace is filled up, you can then embed that content into your application and open it up to all your users. It was very important to us that users could simply fit Power BI into their applications without having to redesign their applications to fit Power BI. And with this model, this resource-based model, you can do just that, organize the resources the best way that fits into your app. To do that, we have our API surface. Now you have all the power of Azure APIs, Azure ARM APIs, to do the provisioning pieces, to automate your deployment flows. Once that's complete, you have the Power BI APIs to go ahead and author the content, provision the content, and embed it into your application. Now, to secure the content within your app, we wanted to make this as easy as possible as well. So again, if you have an authorization, an authentication provider already, you've had your users sign up to use your app in the past, we want to make sure that you can continue to use those processes, those services with Power BI embedded without having to change them. So we came up with this concept called app tokens. So on the left-hand side, we have your application, which has its own users, its own auth providers, its own permissions. And on the right-hand side, we have Power BI embedded, where you've created a workspace and you've filled it with some content. When you first create your workspace collection, there will be some API keys that get generated. And you'll want to copy those API keys and securely store them within your application. Treat these like passwords. Now, you can copy them and store them in your application in two ways. One is manually through the Azure portal, and the second is using the ARM APIs to list out the keys. Once you have the keys stored in your app, and let's say you have a user who has access to view report one. Well, when they sign into your application, you've authenticated them, and you've authorized them to see report one. Now they need to talk to Power BI to actually go ahead and view it. So they'll need a token to go ahead and actually see it. So you'll start creating a JWT token, or JWT token, and on that token, you'll put certain claims. You'll say, this token can view report one. And you'll give it an expiration time, let's say 5 minutes. Now, before the user can actually use that token, you need to take those API keys that you copied from us and sign that token with those keys. Now the user can actually go and try to render that report directly in their browser by talking to Power BI itself. When we get that request for report one, we will look and say, okay, is this token properly signed by one of the API keys that are currently active? If so, we'll look, okay, are the claims right for what the user's trying to do? They're trying to see report one, we have a claim for viewing report one, that's fine. Is the token still valid, has it expired? No, it hasn't, everything's good. The user can now go ahead and view report one directly in their browser talking directly to Power BI embedded. We've created our content, we've written the code to embed it into our application using the APIs, using app tokens, and now we want to deploy it. Again, we'll use the Azure ARM APIs, we'll use the Power BI APIs to automate every step of the process. And once it's deployed, you will pay for only what you need with our consumption-based pricing. Let's look at actually how we build an app from scratch using our samples and using Power BI embedded. We've done all the work of creating our reports, and now we need some place to put them. So let's go ahead and build an application. For starters, we can actually provision our workspace collection in Azure by going to portal.azure.com. You can click on New, and under Data and Analytics, you'll find Power BI embedded. Clicking on that will take you to our Create Blade for creating your first workspace collection. Now you can name your workspace collection. My workspace one. You can put it in a resource group or create a new one. And you can pick the location where this content is going to be hosted. Again, Power BI fits into your app. Your app doesn't need to fit into Power BI. So you can co-locate this data where your app is or where your users of your app are to get the best performance. Go ahead and say create. And this will take a couple of seconds and it'll actually go provision our instance of Power BI embedded. Once done, the workspace collection blade will open, and you'll see some information about the workspace collection that was created. And you can see we actually don't have any workspaces yet. So in order to put content into Power BI embedded, we need to have a workspace, and we need to then use the APIs to load that content in. To help you get started with this, we've created a sample application. It's available at dev.powerbi.com. You can also get it by clicking our quick start blade here and downloading the samples. Well, let's open up that sample. And there's actually two applications in here. One is our provisioning sample. This is what will create your workspace collection. This is what will upload your content. And the second is an actual web sample where you can actually embed it into so you can see how that works. So let's start by actually just running the provision sample. I go in, I'm gonna start a new debug instance of this. And there's all these different options in here. The first four options are actually the things we just did through the Azure portal. But just like anything in Azure, those steps can also be automated if you wanted to follow those first four steps. And since we have our workspace collection already, we're going to start at step five, and that's provision a new workspace. It's going to ask me for my Azure subscription ID. Which I can just take from here. All this information is going to be in the Azure portal. Insert our resource group. And our workspace collection name, remember we just created this. And finally, our API access key. This is what we use to actually generate the app tokens. So you can find these, let's go back to full screen for a moment. You can find these in your workspace collection by clicking on all settings and then access keys. You have two of them in here. You only need one at any given time, so let's just take the first one, and we'll go back to our sample app and enter that in. So what this says is it now just created a new workspace for me. Let me close out the blade and reopen it. And you can see that we now have one workspace in here. All right, workspace is great. It's how we get started, but we can't do much unless we've actually put some content into that workspace. So let's use that report we just created. And I can do that on step six, which is import a PBIX file into that workspace. PBIX file is the file that gets produced by the Power BI desktop after you save the report. So I'm gonna say option six. And since I can enter the report name, this is the display name that I wanna show in the UI for that report. And we'll say sales dashboard. And it's going to ask me for the file path for that, which I've conveniently saved. So this is an asynchronous call. It'll actually upload the file, and files can be big sometimes, so once you start the uploading process, you check back to see the state, to see where it is. We can see here we checked three times. The first two times it was still publishing, and the third time it had succeeded. Now, when you import a file, that gives you a data set back and a report back. The data set is the data model underneath the report, and the report is all the visualizations that you did. Now, we're connecting this database directly to a SQL Azure database. Now, this is running from the workspace collection in the cloud. So you need to tell that workspace collection, or that data, more specifically, that data set inside that workspace collection, how to communicate with your SQL Azure database. Mainly, it needs to be able to authenticate with it. So step six here lets you update your connection strings and also set credentials for that data set. So I'm gonna do step seven. I'm gonna give it the username and password that has access to that SQL Azure database. Now, optionally here, I can also specify a new connection string. A lot of times, you'll develop a report against a development database, and when you move to production, you'll actually switch the database to a production database. So here, we also have an API that allows you to do just this, change the connection string to use a different database. In this case, I'm going to keep the one I had and just continue. And we've updated now, we've set the username and password. So now, in order to actually view this report in Power BI embedded, I need to write an application that will embed it. So in the sample, we have just such an application. It's called this demo app. And if you go into the web config, there's a couple properties you need to add at the bottom. One is that access key that we got from the portal. So let's go back to our portal. And we'll go back to those access keys. And we'll grab it. Then just the workspace collection name. And finally, the workspace ID to where we upload the reports at. Now I can go ahead and run this web app. Now when the app opens up, it takes you just to the home page of that application. Well, on this left-hand side here, you'll see a reports option. You'll see sales dashboard. That's that report we just uploaded. And I can click on it, and it will go ahead and actually render live inside the Chrome of my application. And here's the report, still fully interactive, and still it's firing those queries directly off to that SQL Azure database in the cloud. So again, I'm getting the always up-to-date, always live data. And that is a quick walkthrough of just how to use our samples to get started building your own applications with Power BI Embedded. As you can see, Power BI Embedded is another service in Azure that works alongside with the other services there as well. But Power BI Embedded can help bring the work that you're doing with those services, with that data stack of Azure, help bring those services to life visually to your users. Get started today for free, and you can learn more at dev.powerbi.com. And some additional resources here, the azure.com homepage, and our developer blog. We also have a lot of samples up on GitHub. And again, check out our open source visuals that are also up there on GitHub, and the Power BI visual gallery at visuals.powerbi.com. Thanks a lot for the time.